be streptococcus from blood, cases of sepsis, cerebrospinal fluid in cases of meningitis. Isolation eye identification is the only method for diagnosis of invasive group B streptococcus infection. Also, antigens may be detected in blood and cerebrospinal fluid or in urine. This algorithm shows the procedure in the microbiology laboratory. First, in some countries, there is a screening test for a pregnant woman in the last month of pregnancy as a part of the healthcare program for pregnant women and for newborn. A vaginal rectal swab is inoculated and taken from pregnant woman and transferred to the lab and inoculated or seeded to Todd Hewitt broth. This broth is a selective enrichment broth that supports the growth of group B streptococcus. And after 18 to 24 hours, the growth on Todd Hewitt broth is subcultured or transferred to sheep blood agar. And after growth on blood agar, the hemolysis pattern is watched. If it is beta hemolysis, it is group B. If it is not beta hemolysis, it is not the group B. Further biochemical reaction must be done after growth on blood agar, like catalase test, which differentiates streptococci from staphylococci. Streptococcus is negative for catalase enzyme. They do not produce catalase enzyme. Okay? Further tests include bile esculin CAMP test. If these tests are positive for bile esculin and negative for CAMP, it is not the group B. If they are positive, if bile esculin is negative and CAMP test is positive, they are group B. And further tests for definitive identification of a group B include hepurate test and serology. Serology detects antibodies and antigens in the serum of the patient. This is an algorithm that shows the procedure in the microbiology laboratory in brief. In the next few slides, we will talk about some of these items. Group B. Culture method. قلنا أول شيء إنه swab from pregnant woman as a part of the healthcare program, transferred to the lab and seeded into a selective enrichment broth, Todd Hewitt broth, with a selective antibiotic, which ensure supporting the growth of group B streptococcus and impairing the growth of other naturally occurring bacteria. After incubation for 18 to 24 hours on this enrichment media, the culture in it is subcultured to a blood agar plate, and group B streptococcus-like colony are identified, further identified by the CAMP test or by using the latex agglutination with group B streptococcus antigen. You can see this is the Todd Hewitt broth. And this is the beta hemolysis pattern of group B streptococcus on blood agar plate, 5% sheep blood agar. Next, CAMP test. CAMP test is used for the presumptive identification of group B beta hemolysis streptococci. The hemolytic phenomena, was first described in 1944 by these four scientists, Christie, Atkins, Munch, Peterson, and CAMP-TIST is acronym for their names. What is CAMP-TIST? CAMP-TIST describes the hemolytic activity of beta hemolysin produced by most strain of staphylococci on blood agar is enhanced by an extracellular factor, that is a protein produced by group B streptococcus, and interaction between this factor by group B streptococci and the hemolysin from staphylococci cause a synergistic hemolysis, which is easily observed on the blood agar plate. والله يا شباب توصلوا الله يرضى عليكم. مش تطول يعني اقل من نص ساعه ان شاء الله. How this test is performed? As you can see in this diagrammatic plate, the staphylococcus is streaked on the middle of the plate and a streak of suspected organism is streaked perpendicular to it. And after that, after incubation, we notice the hemolysis pattern. You can see that the arrowhead is the synergistic area, enhanced hemolysis caused by the synergistic action of hemolysis from Staphylococcus aureus and the protein factor from Streptococcus group B. Okay? This is called CAMP-TIST. This is Staphylococcus aureus, and this is a negative reaction for CAMP-TIST. As you can see in this streaking down there, there is no enhanced area of hemolysis. And this is positive test for enhanced hemolytic activity. This test is considered specific for group B streptococcus. Heparin along with CAMP-TIST is a definitive identification of group B streptococcus. Heparin hydrolysis test is used to detect the ability of bacteria to hydrolyze heparin into glycine and benzoic acid by the action of heparinase enzyme that present in the bacteria. And the reaction is detected by an indicator that's called ninhydrin. Ninhydrin react with the byproduct glycine and give a purple color. As you can see in this picture, this is a positive reaction and this is a negative reaction. This test, heparin test, along with CAMP-TIST is considered a definitive identification of a group B streptococcus. Another test for group B, bile esculin. Bile esculin, as you can see, group bile, some microorganisms are bile tolerant, like group D streptococcus, which can live in bile and hydrolyze esculin, while group B are not capable for tolerating living with bile and give a negative reaction. Okay? We will talk now about leprosy. Leprosy, Jovan, this is an infective disease caused by the microorganism Mycobacterium lepri. It is an acid fast bacilli. It is caused by Mycobacterium lepri and transmitted through nasal droplet from infected person to healthy person in a close contact for a long period of time. طبعا هذا بحدث في مناطق الفقر في بقاع من العالم. Just 2/3 of the cases في العالم في الهند. Diagnosis للليبروسي يعتمد mainly على acid fast stain and the clinical signs, clinical signs and symptoms for the patient. From a historical background, المرض موجود من زمان بس اللي اكتشفوا under the microscope اللي هو العالم جيرالد هانسون عام 1873. And from that time until now it was يعني علاجات كثرت وصار يعني من السهل يعالجوا هذا المرض. Mainly laboratory diagnosis depend on the kind of specimen. طبعا ممكن من السكن ليجن, ممكن من النيزل ميكوزا, ممكن من النيرفز. الاسيد فاست ستيننج, اسيد فاست ستيننج فور سكشن فروم سكن فروم نيزل ميكوزا سكن اند نيرف بايوبسيز. ممكن الانيمال انكيوليشن يستخدم كذلك. البرومين تيست هو يعني تيست ذات ديتكت ذا هوست اميونيتي اند ذا هوست اميونيتي ريسبونس تو ذا ديزيز. PCR detect genetic material that's specific for Mycobacterium librae. It is a definitive diagnostic test. And serodiagnosis. Antibodies against a specific antigens in the Mycobacterium librae. Okay? Diagnosis of leprosy mainly depend on clinical signs and symptoms. Only in rare instances there is a need to use laboratory and other investigation to confirm diagnosis for leprosy. According to the WHO, individual should be regarded as having leprosy if he or she show one of the following basic signs. Positive skin smear, yani, acid fast bacilli, intracellular في macrophages في السمير. Skin lesion consistent with leprosy and with definitive sensory loss, with or without thickened nerve. بلا يا بنات سامع صوت بس يعني لو سمحت ما قال الشريحتين ثلاثة اللي مش حاب يحضر يتسهل. Okay. Specimen nasal mucosa طبعا باخذه من خلال سكالبل بلانت سكالبل ميكوزا من النوز او سكن from the active edges of the patch or nerve biopsy from thickened nerve. طبعا هذا thickened nerve بجوز مراحل كثير متأخرة. طبعا هو المرض يعني there is a long time period between the infection and the onset of the signs and symptoms. فكل ما تعالج في المراحل الأولية اللي ما بتظهر فيها الأعراض بكون يعني reversible. بعدين يوم تظهر الأعراض الدمج والديفورميتيز بيصير صعب. As you can see in this picture, كيف skin biopsy cut section throughout skin. الأسيد فاست staining هو زي نيلسون ميثود modified method confirm the diagnosis of leprosy. As you can see in this smear, the acid fast are present inside the macrophages, inside the foamy cell, called foamy cell, or Virchow Lepre cell. This is a definitive diagnosis of Mycobacterium Lepre. Lepromine test, لما قلنا, it is a way to study the host immunity to Mycobacterium Lepre. How is the host immunity is studied? According to the test, the test is intradermal skin test performed by using lepromine antigen, which is a suspension of killed Mycobacterium lepre obtained from infected human or armadillo tissue. Armadillo يعني حيوان بحمل هذا ال. Okay, إخوان. طبعا كيف هذا يعني زي فحص التحسس يعني يجي بحط يعمل إنجكشن تحت الجلد عادة بال. الكتف هون وبيراقبوا الساينز after 48 hours وafter 3 to 4 weeks. There's two type of reaction to lepromine antigen. It's worth to say that lepromine test is not used to confirm the diagnosis of leprosy and it is not useful to indicate prior contact of the person. It is only for research purposes. Lepromine test Lipramine elicits two types of reaction according to the immune response. The first reaction appear 2 days later. It's called the Fernandez reaction. It is analogous to tuberculin reactivity and appear on sensitized skin, on sensitized persons. The positive reaction is characterized by the appearance of a localized area of inflammation with congestion and edema measuring 10 micrometer and more. And after 1 to 2 days, this lesion disappear within 3 to 4 hours. What this suggests, positive Fernandez reaction suggests that the patient has been infected by Lipramine bacilli during some times in the past and raise an antibodies for this antigen. The other type, the second type of reaction to Lipramine test is the Mitsoda reaction. The Mitsoda reaction is characterized by the development of a nodule at the site of inoculation after 3 to 4 weeks after testing with the Lipramine test. The nodule subsequently may undergo necrosis followed by ulceration. This reaction is indicative of the host ability to give a granulomatous response to antigen of Mycobacterium libri. يعني granulomatous يعني مكان الانجكشن سوى granulomatous reaction. It is infiltration of macrophages and host immune cell monocytes by the action of the cell-mediated immunity by T. Helper. This is the two reaction for a patient that is positive for Lipramine. When there is a positive reaction, this is a good indication for the patient. And serodiagnosis depends mainly on the demonstration of antibody to Mycobacterium Lipramine specific phenolic glycolipid antigen. This antigen in the cell wall of Mycobacterium Lipramine can interact with the complement and enhance the phagocytosis and macrophages to the site of infection. How can this antigen be detected? There is a latex agglutination method or ELISA method to detect antibodies against phenolic glycolipid in the patient's serum. The serology is useful primarily in patients with untreated Lipramatous leprosy. This kind of leprosy has a high level of serum antibody with no signs that can be detected. Okay, Juan. This serology diagnosis is useful in endemic area where there is a large percentage of people infected, where there is a close contact with a patient infected. And that's all for today. Thank you very much.